Hello and welcome to Thursday's MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And as the Royal Highland Show gets underway today at Ingleston, Edinburgh, the indifferent weather certainly isn't putting visitors off. Record numbers of pre-booked tickets are already sold, and the mood among showgoers late last night and early this morning is one of optimism. The main sponsors of the event, the Royal Bank of Scotland, say that they expect a lot of business to be done between now and Sunday night, and there's a lot of investment going on in farming this year. For most farmers, machinery, buildings and now renewables are top of their shopping lists, with the latter being well supported by the banks in general. Wind turbines, photovoltaics and micro hydro are the main contenders for the £50 million of cash the RBS have set aside for farmers and landowners wanting to invest in renewables, and the other banks tell me they're doing similar schemes. Meanwhile, Richard Lockhead has announced £1.1 million of extra funding on the eve of the show for farming, and we'll be speaking to him about just where he expects to channel that money in our agricultural sector. Now, for those who are making their way down to Edinburgh over the next few days, show manager David Dunsmuir has got some advice.
Well, can I just remind all of your listeners that when they cross the Forth Bridge, do not follow the sat-nav. Go left at Kirtliston and it will take you in and save you 40 minutes. So all of you listeners from the north, please, that's the best advice I can give you. And so our advance ticket sales are well ahead. And this year we've been selling car park tickets in advance to try and get people in quicker. We've smartened up a bit of our entry and exit system, so I'm hoping there'll be no queues.
Now, David's been having problems getting all the animals housed in the stock lines in previous years. I wondered how things were going this time around.
This year we've managed to get all 980 cattle into the hole, and we've almost 1,700 sheep coming. And we've built a new horse ring this year to cope for the increase in the horse side. So we've got a very pristine showing ring waiting to be blooded. And I'm sure that there'll be a degree of pleasure for those who are showing in there.
So if you're one of the 180,000 or so visitors to the show this year, we look forward to seeing you there. If not, we'll bring you all the news and highlights from Edinburgh over the next few days. So whether it's cattle or cooking, shopping or show jumping, or sheep, tractors or a taste of Scotland, we'll be there for you. That's it for today. Back tomorrow with more of a flavour from the Royal Highland, 6:40 and 12:40.